The pandemic could seriously kickstart living and working with robots. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week on Marketplace Tech, we're reporting on the innovations that will help us transition to a post-pandemic future. One of those innovations has been waiting in the wings for a long time. Robots. Robots can do jobs that are too dangerous for humans or just make life a little easier and even offer some friendship during a lockdown. Ayanna Howard is a roboticist and professor at Georgia Tech. She says the pandemic has been a push for robotics of all types.
One of the things, if you think about human and people's relationship to robotics, it's been kind of a love-hate relationship. Like most people, they might buy a Roomba, for example, but a lot of like, no, I'm not doing that. Like robots, please no. But what we've seen now is there's this adoption of robots in the home, in the workplace, in the hospitals and clinics, because it fulfills a need that cannot be filled by people anymore.
It seems like there are lots of different aspects to this. And some of it is, you know, maybe someone can't have their cleaning lady come and they just need help because we're cooking in home all the time, making a bigger mess. But there's also robots in the context of medicine and robots in the context of companionship. Talk a little bit about these various roles that we're seeing become more necessary.
Yeah, so I would categorize them in two buckets. So there's the set of robots that are being used for addressing issues with the pandemic. So it's robots that are being used in the hospitals and in stores to clean and disinfect, right? So that's a needed attribute that robots are able to fill. Mm-hmm. But then there's also the robots for the home environment that provide us a little bit of the social interaction. And it's because there are robots, and we design them, that put and use and understand humans. And so they can be emotional. They can be reactive. And because we're not able to interact with those outside of our home as much, the robot, it's a replacement. It's not the best replacement, but it gives us a little bit of humanity that we can touch with and interact with. And so there's an increase in these types of devices and development and products.
As you kind of look ahead at the next, say, 6 to 18 months, what do you think is going to happen in this field? How fast are companies going to move and pivot and adopt?
And I would say, you know, exponentially, except that, you know, exponential is based on what the first number is. But I would say exponentially with all the caveats that go with that.
Right.
And it's only because we still need to live, right? We still need to function. We still have human needs and human desires, and we still want to go to work when we can. And how do you do that safely, given that we can't physically do a lot of these things? And robots and AI fills that space. And so that's, in at least in the near future, which is, again, at least a year based on all the reports, that means it's going to accelerate. And then once we're on the other side of COVID, we would have become accustomed to adoption. We would become accustomed to robots and AI. And so I think it'll become the new norm.
Ayanna Howard is a roboticist and professor at Georgia Tech. Industrial robotics are already on the rise during this pandemic. Teradyne, which makes robots designed to work alongside humans, and the Swiss company ABB, which sells robotic arms and automation technology, both reported big second quarter earnings earlier this month. And now for some related links. There's more reading at MarketplaceTech.org on those earnings reports and how changing trends in manufacturing, namely reshoring or bringing supply chains back to the U.S. from overseas, is driving demand for automation and factory and warehouse robots. There's also a Forbes story about the increase in demand for contactless delivery robots, the little boxes that drive around cities and deliver takeout. USA Today has a piece about service robots that are being used in some Hilton and Marriott hotels in California to deliver fresh towels, extra pillows, even things like groceries or wine. And a Verge article from early July talks about how robots have become a mainstay in hospitals since the pandemic began, to mainly do UV cleaning on the go. These types of robots also work in airports and stores and hotels. The robotics firm ZenX told The Verge that sales of its UV cleaning robots are up 600% over 2019. Robots are also bringing food and medicine to isolated patients, acting as receptionists in some hospitals, and zipping around with test samples. And many doctors are finding that they want the bots to stay. I, for one, bought myself a Roomba in May, and I may never vacuum by myself again. It may be kind of a dystopian rush to a robotic future, but it is real convenient. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.